Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and a post-Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I hope you had a good holiday, Alan.
I did. I hope you had one, too, David. I know it's a great time for families to get together and reconnect and just have these wonderful moments when you really appreciate the things that you should appreciate, which is the way in which we all relate to each other. So Thanksgiving can be a great holiday for so many people.
I hope our listeners had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. We turn to some of the news of the week. I noticed over the weekend that former Governor Mario Cuomo had gone into a hospital for heart treatment where his family gathered with him. It's an undisclosed hospital in New York, but taken ill.
Yes, David, Mario Cuomo, a much beloved figure for many of us, has had some health issues in the past. We know this as we've been talking to family members and others, and we only wish him well. This is always a tough time when the head of the clan, the head of the parent, goes into the inevitable old age that we all face.
Well, major things happening over the weekend in Ferguson. We saw that the officer, Darren Wilson, who was not indicted by a grand jury, resigned from the force. And today, President Obama is planning a day of meetings at the White House to respond to the unrest there.
Well, yes. Look, the first thing we hear is that the officer will not get any severance or special consideration for leaving. But it was a smart move, obviously. This is something that would put the officer, his family, into some danger. There would always be people who would see him as having violated a young man's civil rights. And it was the right thing for him to do, in my opinion. But there will always be questions as to whether or not wrong was done here.
Optimism faces grave realities in climate talks. This is from the Times this morning, Alan. After more than two decades of trying but failing to forge a global pact to halt climate change, United Nations negotiators gather in South America this week, and they are expressing a new optimism that they may finally achieve the elusive deal. But of course, in the near term, climate change is happening.
David, it is. And there's a whole ostrich community that likes to put its head in the sand about this. There are those people who just want to make money and they don't care about their grandchildren or their children or others who will have to face the reality that the polar ice packs are melting and that the sea levels are going up and that everything that Al Gore said in An Inconvenient Truth turns out to be true. But there's always this sort of leverage. On the one hand, you get the reality of global warming, the scientific community coming and doing its thing and saying, this is a terrible thing. You get the greedy on the other hand, and it sort of balances out. But sooner or later, the collective consciousness about global warming will rise to the top. The only question then is, will it be too late?